breeze. I'm living in the sweet Virginia breeze.
This is Lewis Rogers. You've joined The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors. Last week, I interviewed Jeff Katz, the one and only Jeff Katz on WRVA, known for the award-winning 3 to 6 p.m. drive home show. We had a heck of a good time, so much fun, talking about CASA, or as Jeff calls it, CASA, Katz. We talked about the Katz, a specialty sandwich at Jake's Place, a barbecue-oriented restaurant in Ashland, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. We talked about Jeff's background, his unlikely path to the microphone, his family, and his lovely daughter, Julia. And you're wondering right now, this is The Real Estate Show. What is Jeff Katz, radio talk show host, somewhat controversial, constantly poking fun at a certain politician in the city of Richmond? What does Jeff have to do with real estate, with the economy, with Capital Square's growing real estate investments? And the answer is everything. Listen to part one and now part two of the show to learn more. If you missed show one, go to Capital Square's website. Click on the radio tab and listen to show one. The Katz interview was a blast. Join us for a lighthearted interview on Jeff's background life, good moments and bad. Now, on with the Katz show. And your sponsors are phenomenal, and I enjoy the commercials. And my family thinks I'm nuts because I laugh at the commercials. In fact, I know that when the jokes are coming.
Oh, really?
My next favorite one is for your yard works guys.
Yeah.
I just can't tell you why, but when you say thank you very mulch, what do you think, Brady? Thank you very mulch for yard works. I shouldn't really think it's that funny, but we work really hard and we're tired in the afternoon, so. Love your sponsors and really appreciate the opportunity to be a new sponsor, be a real estate sponsor.
I'll tell you what, Lewis, we're thrilled to have Capital Square 1031 as part of the show. I mean, I love what you're doing. I love how you're able to say to people, you want to invest, you want a return on your money. People obviously get scared with the market, and I don't give any advice on anything, but it sure makes sense to me that you diversify things. Some things may be rocket ships, and some things may be slow growth, just the idea that you've got these beautiful multifamily units, these great apartment buildings throughout the Southeast, and you're headquartered in Richmond, I mean, what's not to like?
What could be better than a property in Midlothian?
Yeah.
I drove by there this morning to get my physical therapy and have my back broken. Ouch.
Oh, geez.
You know it hurts when you say, please give me the needle. But here's a property in Midlothian.
Yeah.
Phenomenal, beautiful property, 100% leased and occupied.
Wow.
When it was built and leasing at least 30 apartments a month.
Wow.
Phenomenal. Here's one, West Creek on Broad Street. Oh, that's at West Creek.
Beautiful.
Right there, live, work, and play, restaurants, hotel, ACAC for the gym.
Yeah.
Everything's there.
That's gorgeous.
And then here's one closer to Brandermill. Phenomenal Class A apartments in the Southeast. And through the pandemic, 2 years ago, pandemic hit. We're all working from home. We're working in our Casa Hanover, where we live in more on the Rockville side.
Right.
You're more on the Ashland side?
Yep.
And we said to our asset managers, you know, the world's coming to an end, isn't it? People are going to be stacked up like cordwood on the streets, right? And they said, no, no, our residents have jobs.
Yep.
They're working from home.
Mm-hmm.
And so for 2 years, we've been 99% rent collected.
Wow.
And 96% occupied, which is perfection, across 11,000 apartments through the Northern Virginia, Richmond, Chesapeake, Tidewater, through Georgia, the Carolinas, Florida, Texas, and Tennessee.
Beautiful.
And the thing we learned in the last real estate recession, more than anything, is to diversify.
Mm-hmm.
Not to put all your eggs in one basket. Caroline in my office will laugh. She thinks that's corny sounding. And if you research diversification, the PhD who wrote the paper said don't put all your eggs in one basket, even though it's corny as can be.
Wow.
And so diversify broadly. That's our mantra at Capital Square. We have a couple of big products. One of them is the 1031 exchange. If you have investment real estate, when the time comes to sell, you can do a 1031 exchange and defer the tax by investing in another property. Capital Square has 5 to 7 other properties at all times. Class A apartments, Class B apartments, manufactured housing in Florida for retired people, medical buildings, industrial buildings, some with debt, some without debt. But we encourage you, above all else, diversify broadly. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. And then from the Trump administration, 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, we have Opportunity Zone funds, if you remember that.
Yeah.
President Trump and Congress and Scott, Senator Scott, and Senator in New Jersey. I'm blanking on his name. Scott and...
Oh, gosh.
Why am I blanking on his name? You know who I'm talking about.
I do. I know exactly who you're talking about.
It was a bipartisan bill.
Yes, it was.
The two of them, as opposites as can be, they together and said, we should create opportunity in opportunity zones, and created this Opportunity Zone Act. And so Capital Square has 6 going on 7 Opportunity Zone properties.
Wow.
4 are in Scott's Addition, not so far from here.
Nice.
The first apartments are leasing now. These are Class A picture postcard perfect properties, apartments on the top, mixed use coffee shops, restaurants on the bottom. And by investing in those, you can defer your capital gains from the sale of stock.
Oh, wow.
Or Bitcoins. Jeff, are you into Bitcoins? Are you a crypto guy?
I'm just not smart enough to understand how it works.
Me either.
I just don't get it.
I have a feeling I'm getting scammed, so I'm not going to do it. But the Opportunity Zone allows you to defer and exclude any capital gain where the 1031 exchange is just real estate.
Right.
And then for regular folks who have regular money to invest, Capital Square Apartment Real Estate Investment Trust, and that's for stable income and growth. So those are the products. Diversification is the key. Capital Square is right here. I made, or as my wife would say, Hiya. She's from Easton, Mass. My sister is in Newton Senna.
Oh, wow.
Where did you live in Boston?
Well, when I first traveled through Boston, I lived in Revia.
Okay.
After Heidi and I were married, when we went back, we lived in Swampscott on the North Shore. We were a mile or so away from Charlie Baker, who's just wrapping up 2 terms as governor of Massachusetts.
Republican governor?
A Republican governor,
I don't understand. Explain that to me.
Well, Massachusetts has had a history of electing at certain times Republican governors, but leaving the Democrats in charge of the legislature. And it's almost like they said, look, we really are just big kids and we want to spend money crazy like teenagers. And then the governor becomes the father who says, not so fast.
Okay. And so there's a little... Give and take.
A little. It's rapidly...
How about Mitt Romney? Didn't he have the first Obamacare in Massachusetts?
Oh, yes. Willard, which is his real name.
Willard?
Yeah, that's why he calls himself Mitt. Willard had one consistent belief, and his belief was that he should be president. And so,
He's tried a few times.
So
he hasn't done it in a straightforward manner.
No, his time as governor, his time as senator, it's always been about Mitt. So, but yes, he was the first one to have... we call it Obamacare, socialized medicine, managed care. I don't know what the term is that we're using these days, but yeah, he started it up there.
I have family there, and they were fairly pleased with the state medical insurance, but it's a small state.
Yep.
It's a very educated state.
Yep.
It's a very wealthy state.
Yep.
And so what works there may not work in North Dakota.
No. And the catch, by the way, Lewis, was that all of it was subsidized by the federal government, because this was sort of like an incubator project. Well, once that money dries up and you actually have to pay for it, now people have a few questions.
Interesting. Yeah. Very interesting. Well, let's get to your swag.
Okay.
I'm drinking out of a paper cup.
Not for long.
And I would really like some cool stuff. Tell us about your cool stuff.
Well, we have got at thejeffcatshow.com, we've got coffee mugs, we've got shirts, we've got hats, we've got stickers. Some of the coffee mugs are pretty straight ahead. You'll tell me which one you want, but I'm going to get it for you, Lewis. We've got the ones with the Jeff Cat Show logo. They've
like
got them
that.
In different colors.
Yeah. That's very classy. T-shirts. Oh. Face diaper.
I know.
I don't want a face
diaper. No, I don't want them either. But what we also do is I've got one now, and I have to remember exactly which one it is. So we've got the Annoy a Liberal, Use Logic. You can get that
Say that again?
Annoy a Liberal, Use Logic.
I like that.
Yeah. Bat crap crazy, which is one of my sayings during those rants.
I like that.
And then not too long ago, the political columnist for the Richmond Times-Dispatch was very, very perturbed that Governor Youngkin didn't spend any time talking with him. And so he, so he described me as a gear in the conservative media machine. So with thanks to him, we now have a mug with that particular saying.
You drawing a paycheck from any Republican sources?
I'm not. No, I wish I were. I wish I were, but we got a lot of good stuff up there.
Here's one I really like, 10% for the big guy.
Yeah.
Can you explain that?
Well, you remember Hunter Biden and all of his scams.
His laptop?
Yeah, all those laptops. Oh, you remember, we got to put 10% aside for the big guy. So
don't forget, 10% for the big guy.
Yeah.
Who was the big guy?
Well,
George Washington,
gosh,
maybe?
Geez, the mind boggles,
the
doesn't
our
it?
Country?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
The big guy.
Mm-hmm.
Winking and nod. This, you know, I always refer to it as La Cosa Nostra. It operates a little bit like one of the families, you know?
All the Clinton stuff never shook out either.
No.
All of their charitable...
No.
The Clinton Foundation?
Yeah.
Did that ever shake out?
It shook out for them. The rest of us, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much.
This has been so much fun. I wish time were not running short, but there's time for one more. Tell us about this thing.
That is the Julia Katz bracelets. And Emily Morrissey is a marvelous young lady. She's 23 years old. She lives in Midlothian. Emily has CP and a couple of other special needs. And she developed skills. She's learned throughout her time that she had this skill for working with beads. Well, her folks, Dan and Kristen Morrissey and her brother PJ Morrissey, said, when Emily graduates from school at 22, what is she going to do? Is she going to have any sort of a job? And they set up this wonderful business called emilysbracelets.com. And she makes beautiful bracelets. I'm wearing my Thin Blue Line bracelet today to support law enforcement. And a couple of years back, they came to me and said, look, you got a lot of stuff named for you. You know, there's the sandwich and the milkshake and the olive oil, blah, blah, blah.
I'm
blah,
going
blah.
To get the sandwich.
Oh, you got to get the sandwich.
The schmaltz sandwich.
Yeah, I'm bringing you up for extra schmaltz on ours,
I'm
right?
I'm not drinking sweet tea.
Well, that's okay. We'll make up for it with the schmaltz.
Okay.
But they said, well, what about a Jeff Katz bracelet? And before I could answer, they said, you know, we could do a Jeff Katz bracelet, but what about a Julia Katz bracelet instead?
Oh.
And I said, absolutely. So Julia loves music, so there is a musical note on there. The beads are teal and green, which are the colors of the Friendship Circle, which is a marvelous organization that works with disabled kids as well as typically developing kids, kind of puts them together, fosters these friendships. And so we have the Julia Katz bracelet. You can get it at thejeffkatzshow.com. You can go to emilysbracelets.com. They've got them. I'm trying to think where else. The Olive Oil Tap Room sells them. Wholesale Guitar sells them if you're on the South Side. Jake's Place sells them if you're up in Ashland. And
so a twofer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And get a bracelet.
Yes.
I have two daughters and a wife, and Paula needs a bracelet.
She needs a bracelet. You need the schmaltz. We don't have a schmaltz bracelet yet, but we'll work on that.
Nobody knows what that means.
Well, that's the topic of your next show, I'll bet.
That is great. Well,
and a portion of each sale, I just want to say this real fast, goes to the Friendship Circle.
Tell us about that.
Friendship Circle actually is a project of Chabad, the Chabad organization, Orthodox Jewish organization, set up the Friendship Circle. It's decades ago. And there's nothing, so the people are not concerned one way or the other. There's
it's not
nothing religious. It's open to everybody as participants, as leaders, what have you. But they do this wonderful job. And here in Virginia, we've got a pretty vibrant chapter in Central Virginia. And they put on programs. And obviously, the pandemic has been challenging to them for the last couple of years. But portion of each Julia Katz bracelet from emilysbracelets.com goes to them.
Oh, that is wonderful. I'm going to try not to have a tear in my eye. But if you would help us, Capital Square would like to make a contribution, a donation to the cause.
Wow.
So if you'll introduce us to the appropriate people, we will help the cause.
Wow. Okay, now I'm going to get a tear in my eye.
Well,
you don't have to do it, but believe me, that's greatly appreciated.
It would be our pleasure. Wow. So to bring you back to earth, audience, this is The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors right here in Innsbruck in the west end of Richmond, VA, home of the capital of the Confederacy, formerly Monument Avenue and now Pedestals Avenue, but a great city, a great vibrant city, full of life and energy. There's give and take. We make fun of each other. Yep. We all get along. And today, this is Lewis Rogers. I've had Jeff Katz, one of my heroes, in. We've had a grand old time. I've had so much fun. The time has flown by, but I need to let Jeff go back to his Casa Katz, or you, as you call it, Casa?
Casa.
Casa. Is that because you're from Philadelphia?
I think so.
Casa Katz, and I have to go back to Casa, my office, to work. And so thank you for joining The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square. Now, let's discuss the Amazon facility. Capital Square has a new DST, or Delaware Statutory Trust, offering for 1031 exchange and cash investors called CS1031 Zero Coupon Fulfillment Center. This is a bucket list acquisition for me, a newly constructed mega Amazon sort fulfillment center. Capital Square purchased the property on February 1, 2022, for over $326 million. That's right, over $326 million. The Amazon facility was purchased by Capital Square through loan assumptions of $296 million for the A loan and $31 million for the B loan. The loans together have a loans to investment cost ratio of approximately 85%. That's intended. We'll talk about that in a moment. The Amazon offering is what is known as a zero cash flow, high LTV offering. This offering is designed for 1031 exchange and other investors seeking high leverage. Yes, the high leverage is intentional. You may recall from prior episodes of The Real Estate Show that Section 1031 has what we call a debt offset rule. This means that if the taxpayer has debt on the relinquished property, he or she must have equal or greater debt on the replacement property to qualify for 1031 tax deferral. This offering is intended for two types of investors. First, Section 1031 exchange investors who need greater debt because their replacement property has lower leverage than their relinquished property. A note, leverage today is much lower than in past decades, averaging only about 50%. Back in the day, investment property was frequently encumbered by 70% debt or more. It's not possible today to match that high level of debt. Hence the creation of high LTV offerings like this. And so you're asking, why invest in a zero cash flow, high LTV offering like this? And here's why. A small sum of money invested in this offering is matched by 85% debt, thereby creating a large amount of debt offset for 1031 purposes. What do I mean? $15 of cash is matched by $85 of debt for $100 debt offset. That's pretty good. Investing a relatively small sum in the Amazon zero is much more cost effective than paying the tax on the reduction in debt. A second investor for the high LTV offering is a taxpayer seeking large passive losses to offset other real estate income. The Amazon property generates a very large annual depreciation deduction that can be used to offset passive real estate income. In addition, Capital Square provides a cost segregation study that taxpayers can use to accelerate their depreciation deductions. That's right, accelerate them, and to maximize depreciation deductions with bonus depreciation. So why is the Amazon sort fulfillment facility on my bucket list? Because it is the best of the best of the best, and that's no exaggeration. Here are the details. Buckle up. The Amazon facility is recently completed, and it is a mega-sized property, 2,690,000 square feet. It's a four-story, state-of-the-art, Amazon Robotics sort fulfillment center located on, get this, over 169 acres in northeast Des Moines, Iowa, serving the West Coast. The property is 100% leased on an absolute net basis to Amazon.com services for an initial term of 20 years, which commenced in December of 2020, plus five-year renewals. The lease provides for base rent of over $15 million annually, with annual increases of 1.5% throughout the lease term. The lease is guaranteed by Amazon.com. That's the big company on NASDAQ, which has a market capitalization of $1.52 trillion. That's right, $1.52 trillion. And the icing on the cake, Amazon designed this property with the latest advances in distribution technology. This facility utilizes both robotics and human labor to maximize efficiencies that can process nearly 1 million packages a day. You heard me right, 1 million packages a day. For more information on the Amazon facility and other real estate offerings, contact me at lrogers@capitalsquare1031.com or 877-626-1031. This is Lewis Rogers, and you have reached The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors. Last year was a record year, an unbelievable year, off-the-chart year for Capital Square. In 2021, the firm acquired more than $1.68 billion in real estate. That's 25 individual properties. The firm took five Delaware Statutory Trust, or DST, offerings full cycle. Full cycle is when they're sold. And they were sold for an average of 200% average total return. And we're very proud of that. And the firm raised more than $800 million in equity, double the 2020 total for investment programs. The firm also launched a real estate investment trust, Capital Square Apartment REIT, and the REIT acquired its first property, a newly constructed Class A apartment community near Capital Square's headquarters in Richmond, Virginia. Yes, 2021 was a year of breaking records. It was a year of record acquisitions, record dispositions, record fundraising, record hiring, record returns for investors, and record profitability. Capital Square's growing portfolio of Class A and B multifamily properties in the Southeast and Texas, the ones we've been talking about in earlier shows, performed exceptionally well with an average of 99% rent collection for the last 2 years during a global pandemic and 96% occupancy. It's amazing, all of that success was in spite of a global pandemic that shut down meaningful parts of the economy. It shows you why Capital Square invests in multifamily. The assets are extremely stable and grow over time. Also during 2021, Capital Square took five DST offerings full cycle. Those are the 1031 exchange programs. And the majority of the investors reinvested in another Capital Square sponsored DST to continue their tax deferral under Section 1031. To date, we've taken 15 DST offerings full cycle, and the multifamily properties have generated exceptional returns, well over 13% internal rate of return, and an average of well over 175% total return to investors. Also, Capital Square has launched six qualified opportunity zone developments in Richmond, Charleston, and Raleigh. We're in the process of constructing the first buildings, and we will deliver over 900 residential units and more than 36,000 square feet of retail space. Living in the sweet Virginia breeze. Sweet
Virginia breeze. I'm living in the sweet Virginia breeze. The Real Estate Show, sponsored by Capital Square Realty Advisors, LLC, is broadcast as an information service and includes opinions as to buying, selling, and holding various investments. However, the host, Lewis Rogers, is not licensed to give any financial, tax, or other investment advice or recommendations. Accordingly, any data and information discussed is provided for informational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to be an offer or solicitation to invest in any particular investment. You should never make an investment decision based solely off the information discussed on this broadcast. If you are seeking investment, tax, or legal advice, you should consult with a registered investment advisor, financial, tax, or legal professional of your choosing. Opinions and views expressed on this broadcast are opinions and views based on research gathered through what we believe to be reputable sources. Although we believe these sources to be accurate and reliable, in no way do we represent or guarantee the accuracy thereof, nor the accuracy of the statements made on this broadcast. Listeners should independently verify all claims on this broadcast and conduct their own due diligence before investing in any securities or investments, including any mentioned on this broadcast. Investing in securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. Living in the sweet Virginia.